This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's talk about the Falcons training camp situation, specifically players. Michael Penix Jr., 61 completions, 105 attempts, 775 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks through 5 games, and 3 of them were starts. Did he meet or exceed the expectations when you talk about what we got from Penix? And do you think he will exceed those expectations coming into the year where he has pressure on being the guy now?
Do I think? I mean, I wish and I hope, and he's got to. If we're gonna make the playoffs, he's got to exceed expectations. Because I think we're going to run the football well. I think that's still going to be a big part of what we do. And I hope we'll see a little bit more imagination from Zach Robinson. We're going to get into Kyle Pitts, who has some more comments about this make-or-break season, Carl, coming up at 5 o'clock. If you missed our tribute to his video montage, more from Kyle. Don't do it.
He's working hard. He's dedicated. The only thing missing from the montage was Kyle Pitts breaking a mirror, Carl.
True. I'm trying everything I can.
Or perhaps having his wife rubbing his shoulders as he's trying to get through another tough day of working out.
You'll make it happen, baby.
Kyle Pitts montage will turn this season. Right, if you missed it yesterday, if you missed it, you gotta listen every freaking day, guys.
Every day.
We're spinning freaking radio gold here, kids. You don't miss it.
Yeah.
But no, Kyle Pitts.
Rewind, by the way. Go to the website. Yeah. Go to the odyssey.com.
Declarative app. Mission statements that Carl's going to break down at 5 o'clock from Kyle Pitts. But getting back to your initial question, yeah, I think we have to hope he's – look, Drake, you saw some amazing stuff from Jaden Daniels. And he's a unique talent. He runs the ball more than Penix. But if Penix does everything we saw him do that final year in Washington and can apply that skill set to the NFL, then we're going to be in business.
I think he did exceed expectations last year under the circumstances. Because if he came in and laid an egg, we would all be really on edge right now heading into this season. Nobody feels that way. Like, nobody in their right mind saw him in those 3 games and went, we don't have anything. Matter of fact, you saw him in those 3 games, you went, we might have something.
Right.
So he exceeded expectations. When Cousins goes down or however this plays out and they make the decision, and he came in and he was ready to play, and he showed that. As far as exceeding them this season, yes. To meet them, I think Mike would get us in the playoffs. I'll be honest with you, if everything else goes right. But if he exceeds them, now you're talking about maybe the Commanders run last year. And that's the difference. If he meets them, I still think we can be a playoff team. All right, let's talk about Ruka Roro. Mike, 11 tackles through 7 games played last year. 7 games played. Meet or exceed expectations, and what are those expectations for you as we head into a new year?
He did not meet my expectations because he was just on the cusp of being a first-round pick. Now, listen, don't start hitting me up on the text line. Just hear me out. He can be great. I didn't see enough of him to know what he is yet. I know you've been a little bit further down the road on Rook than I am, but I know that the perception, all you go is with what you know. It was perceived to be a reach to draft him the way we did. But if you think he's one of the top 40 players in the league, you need to ball out this year and be a major force on that defensive line. So I don't know what he is yet. Did not meet my expectations.
Fair. Fair. For me, it's unfortunate that the injuries, again, he didn't play more, but I will tell you, he was the only rookie in that class that played the majority of the games. None of these other guys popped. And yet Grady was still here, and they're playing him. So that tells me there's a belief in that he's killing it enough for them to say, hey, we're going to put you in on Sundays, and you're getting major run and snaps. The exceeding expectations, I do not believe that either. I don't think he exceeded them. 11 tackles, that's not enough. That's not a big enough of a performance through seven games to say that he exceeded expectations. But this year, he does. Because those shoes he's filling in Grady, Mike, and being a dominant force on the D-line to really make this defense special, he's got to exceed expectations.
The only guy who really, as far as defensive lineman from that draft last year, the star was Jared Verse. We talked about them in the Rams, Steve Weiss.
Yes.
Jared Verse was the guy. Like, I love that guy's game, and you know he's just off and running. And he's also surrounded by excellent talent the Rams have drafted the last few years. But then you get into it, it was a lot of offense. Darius Robinson from Missouri, he didn't do anything of note. And then you get to Rook. So Rook is just three picks from the end of the first round. So he's considered like one of the 35 top players. So you're one of the top 35. You got to ball out this year. I'm not putting it up there with Kyle Pitts being fourth overall. But the point is, this guy's got to be the dude. You need to be a disruptor in that defensive line and help the guys behind you.
I don't disagree. Listen, we've seen guys get drafted in the third or fourth round at that position and have bigger impact. So I think part of it is health. He's got to be on the field a majority of the plays and certainly the games. But last year did not exceed my expectations.
And by the way, remember all that time we spent talking about Leaitu Latu?
Yeah.
He was okay. He kind of came on stronger at the end of the year.
Colts?
Yeah. And then who was the other one? Dallas Turner. Remember we kept arguing about Dallas Turner?
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was putting up highlight reels. So, I mean, Rook kind of falls to your point in line. It was three sacks for Dallas Turner last year in his first year.
Leaitu Latu.
Yeah. See you Thursday, D.
And stop with this Kyle Pitts nonsense, will you? He's ready for camp.
Kyle Pitts is going to ball, Carl. Did you not see his dedication in a montage?
He caught every ball thrown.
You can go from a bus to a star in a montage.
He surely can. Hey, man, David Onyemata, it's Dukes and Bell. 45 tackles, Mike, 23 solo, three sacks. Was tied for 135th last season. When you talk about, defensive linemen and tackles, et cetera. Look, I think Onyemata is like the quiet defensive line. When I say this, I'm talking about his personality. Mike, he kind of goes unseen. And, right. and when we talked about him last year, remember, there were conversations we had where we were like, did he play?
Right.
Like, was he out there on Sunday? I don't know if that's good or bad. Now, he's here, but apparently he's having the kind of impact and was cheap enough for the Falcons to make a decision to keep him around. But I'm just saying, like,
we thought for sure he was going to be a salary cap casualty.
Yeah, I don't think he met my expectations. What about you?
Well, it's hard, and this gets back to the Rook conversation we just had, because if you're not generating the sacks, but you are doing the dirty work of helping the guys on the outside, because we're a 3-4, 4-3-ish, it's the rotation. You're moving up the outside linebacker. He comes in. This is a PFF guy, so take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
48th out of 219 defensive linemen, so he's in the top quarter.
That's good. But it didn't feel that way.
No.
And that's the problem where, as fans, we go, well, he's not that good. Well, what they're asking him to do and what he's accomplishing,
right,
he's doing it. But he's not making the splash plays where you go, oh, man, Onyemata. That's the problem.
Well,
right?
I mean, like, I love Grady. Everybody loved Grady Jarrett. But at the end, I don't think he was the same guy from the knee injury. And, I know Grady's people got mad at me, but I never thought he fit the 3-4. I thought he's a perfect fit in a 4-3. Onyemata now with Rook. How does that and the dynamic of Taquan and the other guys that are back him up? But maybe Rook and Onyemata, along with everything we've added, this is now, again, you're asking the question. It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Got to be the package.
They got to exceed.
There's nobody else.
No. I'll say, for me, he did not exceed my expectations, but to Mike's PFF numbers, that's good. Okay?
Right.
This season, again, you got to exceed that. The most important thing heading into camp for me is what this D-line is going to look like. That's where I'm at. We can talk about all this other stuff. That's where Dukes is going to be. I'm telling you right now, because if we cannot stop the run and if we can't get pressure up the middle, Mike, it's going to be another year of what the hell is this defense doing?
Right. And that's why, I mean, when we talk about who's got a pop, you draft a guy, and I'll say it a third time. You're saying he's one of the best players in that draft. So Rook's got to be that guy. And hopefully he will be. And hopefully, another thing, between the injuries and how he was used by a coach who was kind of in over his head, you know, with Jimmy Lake, maybe Coach Ulrich, Jeff Ulbrich looks at him and goes, ah, I got the guy. I got the special sauce.
I know what it's going to take. All right, one more. Troy Anderson, Mike. Before the injury, 47 tackles, 28 solos, no sacks.
He was on pace for a hell of a year.
He was on pace for a really
good year. Remember, the offense was crap in that Saints game here. Remember the pick six? Right? It was Troy Anderson.
It was. So before the injury, those were his numbers. Did he meet or exceed expectations? What has he got to do this year?
He did not meet expectations because he wasn't on the field. Ability, availability. So love the guy's speed. Still, you know, can I have a sentence with Troy Anderson without mentioning Nick Bonito? Have you seen Nick Bonito with the Denver Broncos? Do you see what he does?
Monster.
And he gets the quarterback on the ground. And we went with a guy that was, let's call it what it was, combine darling. Great that he's a super athlete. He's a fun guy to interview. It's a hell of a story, you know. But it's you blew it. You went for the combine darling versus the solid piece from a big program, and that was Nick Bonito, who's already got like 25 plus sacks. But I don't even know how he fits, you know, with what we did and what we did in the draft.
Yeah,
and who's he? How does he rotate in? And what is his role?
Well, look, if he's going to be, and I'm thinking,
other than a speedy linebacker that cover side to side,
correct. But he's going to be on the field in certain third down situations. Certainly, I don't know if he's an every down guy, but Mike, that's what they're hoping. I mean, if you have his size and speed on the field along with Caden Ellis, and now you add Diablo, I've said this, you've increased your linebacker's speed at that position. Have you made, you know, are they going to be more playmaking at that position? Got to wait to see. But Troy Anderson showed you he's capable. But he just didn't do enough. Not enough. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Talking a lot about meeting expectations, because that's what this is, man. I mean, like, for us, forget about this, well, he was okay stuff. You got to be
man. This is where, you know, we've drafted a lot of defensive players over the years. I mean, we've always gotten hung up on going offense, offense, offense in the first until we finally nailed it, we think, with, you know, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. But those guys that you picked up, you know, you mentioned Trice. Don't even know what he is yet, coming off the knee injury. There's a lot of guys you dedicated some serious picks to that we still don't know what they are on defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.